Hi
How
there.
Are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good. We both have our big hair on today.
Yes.
Thank you. I don't know if you remember, we spoke like eight, nine years ago.
Oh,
I
wonderful.
Interviewed you.
Great.
Yeah. So, well, let me start off with, again, thank you, everybody, for joining this interview. It's with actress Regina Taylor. For those of you who don't know, you better ask somebody. She has won a Golden Globe Award. She's been nominated 3 times for NAACP Image Award, 2-time Emmy nominations for Outstanding Lead in a Drama. She has been in film, TV, theater. She was the first Black Juliet on Broadway, and she has been in many other plays since then. She's also a playwright. One of her plays, Crowns, is one of the most produced plays in America, musicals in America, all over, and that has won multiple awards as well. She is also, I should call her Dr. Taylor. She has honorary doctorates from Columbia, DePaul University, and Lake Forest College as well. So, Dr. Taylor, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Great to see
you. Wow. So the last time you were on, we spoke a lot about your mom and the influence your mom had on you. And I was just reading and remembering your mom was a social worker, and I'm a social worker as well now. I'm a licensed social worker. So it brought a smile to my face to see that information again. Who else inspired you when you were growing up besides your mom?
Oh, absolutely. In terms of my family, that would be my grandmother. Salt of the earth, very honest, true, strong. Very strong, amazing, gentle human being.
Wow. Grandmas are great. And, you know, they teach you all kinds of things, you know, planting and cooking, cleaning, make sure it's clean. that's not clean. Okay. You know, so what did you guys do around Christmas with your family?
It was always everybody getting together at grandma's house. It was a huge family. She had 9 children and they multiplied. One. It was just a beautiful time to tell old stories, for people to rehash some stuff that probably should have been forgotten, but maybe needed to be drugged back up again and dealt with. And a reminder about family and love and forgiveness and joining together and that bond. And that bond between those who are of the blood and also those chosen people, those people you choose to be family.
Yes. Well, that's what your movie is about, your TV show, BET Plus, A Jenkins Family Christmas.
Yes.
Tell us about your role on that show.
She's the matriarch. After her father has passed, and this is the first time that they have Christmas without him, who's the pastor of the church. Now her husband becomes the pastor, and her sister, Miss Kim Coles, plays my sister.
She's hilarious.
She is hilarious. Wonderful and deep and rich. Human being and actress, supreme actress. I've always admired her and so happy to be working with her on this project. Family members come in and around that table with the turkey are a lot of secrets spilling over onto that table. A lot of, you know, name calling and it should have been, would have been, but ain't. Happens around that table, and people try and sort it out. And I think people relate to this. It's very relatable. We know this family. This is our family.
Yes, it is. I mean, definitely, you know, secrets, things slip out because people drank too much. Like she did. She was drinking a lot. I saw the film. She was drinking a lot. And you have, you know, children in the show. Now, what do you think this Christmas will be like for a lot of people because of the COVID situation? Let me ask you, how was last Christmas for you?
It's quiet, very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when I talk to people about this COVID time,
mm-hmm.
a year and a half of being sequestered for some completely, that it's kind of like that skipped year. You know,
right.
Like, oh, 2 years ago. No, that was actually longer because people don't count it. You wonder, why don't they count that year? One, it traumatized a lot of people.
Exactly.
Two, it feels to me, I feel kind of like Rip Van Winkle.
Right? You went to sleep
that
and then
long sleep. And then you woke. You woke because you had time to be steeped in a lot of your history, what happened before, and how one might navigate moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Different.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is the same. You wake up and nothing is the same.
It's crazy. What was your favorite gift when you were a kid? Do you remember?
When I was a kid, I remember my mother giving me this little chocolate girl. It was a little chocolate doll.
Okay.
And that's very special because you didn't have a lot of chocolate dolls when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And she was very mindful of giving me something, someone, this being, this doll that looked like me.
Mm-hmm.
That I could carry around.
Right.
And treasure and love and say, this is beautiful.
My mom wouldn't buy me Barbies. I could not have a Barbie. She was not having it, and your mom and my mom probably would have got along great. So that's really important. Now you are also a playwright, and you worked on a special project, the Mixtape Project, with your alma mater. Do you want to tell the audience about that project?
Yes, I'm from Dallas, Texas, graduated from Southern Methodist University. And went back this past year during COVID to talk about, one, how do we continue to teach during these times? How do we continue to create during these times? And so I wrote a play called Resistance 2020 in the year 2020 for its African-American students, as there had been quite a bit of protests on campus the year before and continued. So I wanted to write something specifically for its African-American students.
Okay.
And from there, writing these pieces that were monologues, scenes, music, movement that inhabited what was going on,
mm-hmm.
From COVID to George Floyd to that political race that we went through, so contentious, to now. So it was quite inspiring working with the students. It was written to be rehearsed online and performed. We live streamed it then. It then continued with my inviting folk to create their own pieces in 2021. And no matter whether they were theater students, whether they were spoken word, whether they were dancers, musicians, whether they were pre-med, architecture, whatever field you're in, to speak on what needs to be spoken out loud.
Yes.
How are we going to survive? How are we adapting to the world that is fast changing? And who do we want to be afterwards, in this aftermath? But we got to get to it. How do we do that? What's the question, the prompt?
Mm.
And people answered in so many wonderful ways.
And you gave away some prizes, right?
There was, at the end of the school year, we did a block party, and we celebrated everyone that had taken part, from it was SMU students to Spelman to Howard. It was professionals, different.
You're getting a lot of love. I just want to tell you, you're getting a lot of love. If you can see, people are waving at you and sending hearts.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So a lot of people responded, talking about what they had to learn and what they were fighting for to keep in terms of what they didn't want to let go of, but certainly what we had to learn in all industries across the board over this past year and a half to 2 years now.
I think it's been a really great learning experience for us as a culture, us globally. We're seeing how interconnected, you know, we are to one another. Whereas before, you know, we thought, oh, especially in America, it's, I can do it by myself. I can pull myself up by my own bootstraps. And now you see all these connections of just trying to get toilet paper, trying to get cereal, trying to get parts for your phone. What struggles did you have, if you don't mind opening up, about during the COVID? It seems like you were able to get work, but did you have any struggles? Were there any concerns where you were like, this is crazy. I can't take this anymore.
The struggle was in being connected. How do you continue to connect with people? And I was very careful during this time because I had a lot of people passing around me from COVID related. And so rather than be a hermit, I needed to figure out how to stay connected with people. I started having conversations with people, reaching out to people from my past, childhood to present.
Yeah.
But making sure you do wellness checks on people, to give them a call on the phone, to connect on Zoom. And how do you make that personal? I started having some really deep and profound conversations, long conversations during this time, in terms of making sure that I was reintroducing, and people were reintroducing themselves and things I never knew about people that I've known for years, but also new people as well. Connected through this device.
It's amazing. This technology is wonderful. You can talk to somebody across the globe as well as somebody down the street when we are doing the lockdowns and you couldn't go and see them. You know, I have family that live a couple blocks away, my grandparents, but I didn't want to go see her because, you know, I'm concerned for her health at the in the beginning, you know? So and my family, we did the Zoom things. We would have dinner over, you know, Zoom and show people what we ate and talk about how we cooked and, you know, things like that, you know. Now, let me ask you, this Jenkins Family Christmas, Robin Givens directed it.
Yes, she did.
I was so surprised to see her name.
She did a beautiful job, didn't she?
It was very good. But when I saw her name, I was like, oh, my God, is that the same Robin Givens that was actress that went out with Mike Tyson? Like, what? Had you worked with her before? Was this the first time?
My first time working with her, you know, and yes, we know her as this beautiful, stunning actress. And she has been doing more and more behind the scenes as this just really phenomenal director, as you'll see in watching this film. She's really smart. And she's grown up in this, so she knows what she's doing.
Let me ask you, if you had a superpower, what would it be?
I gained a superpower during COVID and being on Zoom. I always wanted to be able to clone myself, to be in different cities all at once.
Okay.
And I find myself doing that now. I
can
in Dallas, Texas, and across the world at the same time. Beam me up, Scotty. Love it.
Yes, yes. Very good.
Also, I think a superpower is to intuit, that's part of being connected with people, mm-hmm. To really be able to listen, to feel them, to understand things that they are not saying, and certainly to feel them between what they're saying as well, to be open and receptive to people,
yeah,
and be a part of a healing.
Wow. Yes. But that's all what actors do. You know, actors are into the subtext. You know, the person may be saying, you know, blue, green, yellow, but underneath is all purple.
Mm, yeah.
You know, and that's where the great actors such as yourself, you know, show and shine, is that you can see the subtext. And even though they're saying one thing, but you can see, that's not really what she's meaning. We see it all in your face, you know, as the character, you know what I mean? Now, let me ask you this. If you had, could go anywhere in the world, where would you go and who would you take?
Oh, anywhere in the world. Oh my. Oh, that's a good question.
Okay, we can come back. You want to come back to that?
No.
Okay.
I like where I am at this moment. I was, sitting on my mother passed. My mother's house is where I'm spending Thanksgiving. Okay. And I was sitting on the porch having some coffee this morning and just breathing deeply, listening to the birds. Mm. There's a field across the way, and I actually saw a couple of coyotes. That I had never seen before. I was out there and I'm looking across the field and I'm seeing what I thought was a couple of German shepherds. And I look again because they were looking back at me, sitting there, you know, just lounging around, looking back. I was like, I am where I want to be at this moment, and breathing deeply, and I'm in gratitude. I'm really at peace and happy.
Wow.
At this moment. And it has been a disturbing time. And in this moment, I feel I am surrounded by ghosts, the ghosts in terms of family members
who have
passed and are beyond. Yeah. I can talk to them here, and I'm also very connected with the here and the now, who's here now, mm-hmm. and where they might be going, where they want to go, and how I might be an aid to them because of those who came before and helped me along the way. That's what I'm thinking about right now.
Wow. I think holiday times also bring that out, you know, and when you start seeing people maybe you haven't seen, you're going places that you don't normally go, and they bring up memories, you know, those times, you know, we spoke at our other interview about your mother's battle with cancer, mm-hmm. and, you know, how you watched her go through that. And looking back now, what would you tell a daughter whose mother is going through what your mother went through? What would you say to her now that maybe could, some kind of words of wisdom to her?
It is about savoring each and every moment. There is something about enjoying what you have. Sometimes we get lost in the past. Sometimes we rush forward into a future, and sometimes it's about being in the here and now and savoring it, every bit of it.
Enjoy. Yeah, it's like a mindfulness.
Yes,
you know, mindfulness. You know, they were teaching that in some schools, and it was helping kids who were having behavioral problems. Mm-hmm. Being mindful, you know. Yes.
They're teaching them to meditate. I remember.
And yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's amazing the results they've been getting. It can help, though, as an adult as well. And it can be hard because we have the phone, like every 5 seconds, something's beeping, a notification, who's saying what on Twitter, you know, what's the president doing over here on Instagram? I mean, everything. Let me ask you, you know, you're from Texas. Uh-huh. And this year, they with the president, he made Juneteenth a holiday.
That's right.
Did you celebrate Juneteenth?
Oh, we've been doing Juneteenth for a long time. We've been doing Juneteenth. I know every Juneteenth. It was growing up here in Dallas, Texas. My grandfather lived in Mejia, Texas.
Okay.
A couple of hours out, maybe an hour and a half drive out. And we all, and the grandchildren and his children, would load up and take this caravan out to Mejia, Texas, with the watermelon, the knee-high, and some ribs. Okay. Cook up some ribs out in that field from his tin-topped shack.
Wow.
With the horses and the cows and the outhouse and the well water that was so bitter.
Oh my gosh.
That was Juneteenth.
Okay.
And popping some firecrackers that night before loading back up and heading back into Big D, Dallas.
You know, you spoke now twice about, I guess, being in nature. I was talking to another guest, and we were talking about African Americans going into nature. Do you remember the first time you maybe were in a forest, in the woods? What was your experience? Why were you there?
Yeah, that was Grandpa's house. Mm-hmm. That was Grandpa's house.
Okay,
out in the country.
Yes,
was what that was, with the chickens and the nature.
Yes. Let me ask you: you're doing a residency still? It was a 3-year residency. Are you still in that?
Oh, I am working on about 3 different writing projects right now.
Wow.
One is a piece for Audible called Head Above Water. Another piece is about the Fisk Jubilee Singers for the Old Vic in London. And,
wow.
And that's the story of the Fisk Jubilee Singers, one of the first African-American colleges in the United States of America, held its doors open because of this university, held its doors open because of this wonderful group of singers who were singing at first patriotic tunes. They're singing cantatas, and then they started singing what we now know call spirituals.
Mm.
Spirituals had been held sacred in the African-American community, and it was the Fisk Jubilee Singers were very instrumental in spreading the spirituals to the world.
Yep.
They became so popular that they traveled around the United States saying for the president, was invited over to sing a command performance for the Queen of England and spread the spirituals to the globe and raise that money to set the foundation in a strong way for Fisk University. So I'm writing about that.
Wow, 3 things at once. When do you sleep?
Yes.
When do you sleep?
I don't. I don't.
What about, okay, now you know, a social worker is going to come out now. Self-care, Dr. Taylor, self-care, okay?
Yes, this is creativity. Creativity is self-care.
That's your self-care, creativity?
Absolutely, a channel, a means, a way to, a way of being and becoming, interpreting yourself in a world that wants to interpret you for you is a very healthy one.
Do you think Hollywood has, I guess, have they tried to interpret you or put you in any kind of box? Do you feel
I think as an African American in this country, as a woman in any country,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you experienced that?
Of course, because, you know, I'm African-American. People look at me, I'm light-skinned, that puts me in another box. Oh, so she must be this. I'm a mom, then I'm something else. I'm doing the show. People always have some box, but you have to have the center. Where is your center that you can go to? Where is your safe space where you can be you? People who know you, accept you. You don't have to explain anything. They just know, like, okay, this is Joy, or this is Regina, you know, I think is important. And the creativity, one thing I used to do was called morning pages from this book, The Artist Way. Mm-hmm. Every morning, just writing, no matter what it is, just get it out, write for, I think it was like 15 minutes or something, at least, whatever it is. And you'd be surprised, your dreams come out, mm-hmm. you know.
Yes.
Things that you thought you were over come out, you know, ideas for movies come out, you know. So, yeah, let's see if anybody, I see people waving here. Does anyone have a question here for her? I see production join. Black Therapy Love, are you still there? Did you have a question? I thank you guys for, you know, tuning in. I'm going to be posting this audio online as well, so you guys will be able to check it out. And hopefully I can post the video as well on online so that people can see. Miss Taylor, thank you so much. I don't want to take any more of your time, but
thank you.
I really, really appreciate it. Oh, one last question. Yes. Okay. Do you cook? And if so, what's your favorite dish?
I love to cook. I cook all the time. I love my chicken wings. for Thanksgiving, a lot of times I'll do a Cornish hen, stuff it with some wild rice, some nuts and berries.
Mm.
I love seafood.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, seafood is good for you. Salmon. Yeah. You know, they have this thing about salmon and tilapia, well, farm raised and wild. Are you like, do you have a preference? Is the wild caught or the farm raised you stay away from?
Well, I've been told that I should be eating the farm raised. I go back and forth between the wild and the farm raised. Yes.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much for coming on today. I want to tell people she's currently in the show, A Jenkins Family Christmas. It's on BET Plus. When can we hear about this Audible project? When will that be out? Do you know?
Oh, I'm working on it as we speak.
Okay.
I'm going to turn it in this next year.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye out for that. I think you have a great voice. I could listen to you reading a book all day long.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
Yes.
I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you so much, and so much success. And wow, I'm honored for a second time to be speaking with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Keep on slaying.
All right, you guys have a lovely evening. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. You can follow her. She is at the Regina Taylor here on Instagram. She's also on Twitter, the Regina Taylor. And your website is reginataylor.com.
That's right. And go to the Black Album Mixtape.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was the project she worked on this past year, where you can see the different projects from the kids in the schools. And what they presented. Thank you very much. You guys have a lovely evening, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, she's joined. Okay, hey, all right, you're on. All right, so let's see here. I'm gonna tap next to you. It says I should tap next to your name. Hi
there.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?